Hi, this is John Thomas. As you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, and you really should be, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. That means you can weigh whatever you want to weigh and live there permanently. Doesn't that just sound crazy to you? Here you are, heavier than you want to be. Maybe you think yourself as fat, maybe obese, maybe morbidly obese. And here's a guy telling you that you don't have to worry about weight anymore. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. And I will tell you, yes, again, that's exactly right. And by the way, this is all free. I don't want a penny of your money. You save it, you'll need it for new clothes. If you've been listening to my podcast, then you should know by now and fully understand, logically and emotionally, is the reason you made yourself fat or overweight is because you had a need to put more food in your mouth than your system needed, more nourishment. I'm going to call it eating because that's what you call it. I call it putting food in your mouth. You felt a need to eat a lot more food than your system could use. As a result, you got fat. You knew it was happening. Theoretically, you could have stopped at any time, but you didn't. Why? Because you couldn't. You know, it's very interesting. You're a smart person. You really are. You wouldn't be interested in trying to eliminate what you consider to be the bane of your existence, your weight. If you weren't bright, look at yourself. You're smart. You may be educated. You have a job, a family, kids, a significant other, a spouse. You're able to deal with things. You have responsibilities at work. If you don't have them at work, you have them in school. You have them with your friends. And you deal with them just fine. You know why? They're logical. They're not emotional. Yeah, you may have some stress, but by and large, you're smart enough to deal with everything you come into contact with without a problem, except your weight. The one thing that just gets you, you don't seem to be able to control it. Now, let's go into the problem. Let's say that you say, I just love eating too much, and that's why I can't weigh less. Think about that just for a minute. On the one hand, you swear that being overweight has made you very unhappy, risk to your health, and has destroyed a large part of your happiness and your life. On the other hand, you say that the reason you're making yourself unhappy and overweight is you love to eat. That means you're doing damage to yourself. Think about it. It is self-inflicted damage. Now, why would you do that? The fact of the matter is you wouldn't do it if it was up to you. The reality is, you really have to face these things, is that you've been unable to stop eating the amount of food you do, regardless of the consequences. The fact also is, and I've told you this before over and over, you have very little control over what you eat or the amount of food you eat. You have not been able to control your eating because the way you eat is something you've had to do, that you've had felt a compulsion to do, a need. You know, it's simply time to face up to the fact. If you want to permanently eliminate any weight problem you ever thought you had, you really have to face up to what you've been doing. It's about time you faced it and admit why you've been putting all that food in your mouth or eating. And you will see that it is the identification of the problem, once you understand it and deal with it, becomes so simple. You say, all right, John, how am I going to eliminate my emotional needs? Yes, it's true. I've been having food as replacing any desires, any needs I felt or emotional needs I felt, as satisfying them. Okay, so how do I change it? You say, yes, I've had the same emotional makeup most of my life, maybe all of my life. I've tried, I worked really hard, but I love chocolate, I love to eat, I like to put food to my mouth. How am I going to make that go away? How am I going to do that? And I will tell you, you have to experience it, you have to understand it, and experience the needs that you feel and how you go about satisfying them with food. Feeling things emotionally enables you to identify those feelings, what they mean to you, and how they affect you. You have to experience those emotions until you really feel them. You will see that your actions are and your reactions are exactly the same all the time. I will tell you, every time you want to put some food in your mouth, you really like chocolate, I use chocolate a lot because people seem to have a weakness for chocolate, say to yourself, why am I doing this? Do I really want to put this? Do I really want this food in my system, or do I just want it in my mouth? And when you put the food in your mouth, or eat it, as you call it, see what it feels like. What kind of reaction do you have? What kind of emotional reaction do I have? How does it make you feel? Are you less anxious now? After all, if you're overweight, if you're fat or obese, you're not eating just for nourishment. We all know that. You still don't know how to stop it. Like the woman Alice I told you about a few podcasts ago, she used to weigh 130 and now she weighs 180. She can't get back there. She doesn't know what to do. That's why I've told you again that dieting is foolish. It's a fallacy. You're never going to lose weight by dieting and exercise. Everybody tells you that. The reality is that you're not able to do it. Why? Because you have emotional needs that are compelling you to eat or put food in your mouth. Until you eliminate those needs, you're never going to change. Once you know how to eliminate those needs, change becomes the simplest thing in the world. You say, oh my gosh, this whole thing was a gross mistake, terrible. How do you do it? Again, you have to go through and feel and live the emotional needs you feel and how they get satisfied with food. Really, it sounds so simple. You can do this. It is simple. You can do it anytime you want. After all, you eat all the time, 3, 4, 5 times a day. When you're doing it, ask yourself why you're doing it. Identify the problem. Look, I can tell you how to make the problem go away. I really, truly can. But in order to make the problem go away, you have to know what the problem is so you know how to make it go away. The real problem, the real issue, is telling yourself the truth. People say, John, I don't know how I can possibly give up chocolate. I can't give up candy. I can't give up the cake. These are just things that are essential to my existence. I need them. I need them. Don't make me give them up. I'm not making you give up anything. You don't have to give up chocolate or candy or cake or anything. Look, your weight is stable now, probably. Whatever you weigh, if it's 30 or 50 or 100 pounds too much, your weight is pretty well stable. You can do that. I'm going to teach you how to be stable at a much lower weight. We're not dieting. We're eliminating the reason that you feel that you have to eat all that food. That's what we're doing. In order to eliminate this, in order to eliminate the reason, the emotional drive you feel to keep all that candy and cake and whatever else you're eating in your mouth, is to feel it. Once you identify it, you say, oh my gosh, that's it. You don't do it blindly. Yes, it takes a little thinking, a little time. But the time is your own. You don't report to anybody. You don't get a grade on your test. Feel what it is that's keeping you in bonds. Your emotional bonds are keeping you fat. I will tell you that unless and until you learn to identify the emotional needs you feel to eat what you do, you're always going to be fat. But there's no reason you have to be fat. You're smart enough to do this. You're not stupid. Being fat is stupid. You're not stupid. Why are you fat? You do not have to be fat anymore. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. But the key to, in order to do this, you have to eliminate the emotional needs you feel to eat the way you do. You don't have any control over it today. If you did, you'd weigh 30 or 50 or 100 pounds less. You don't. Don't worry about the food going away. The food's not going to go away. You're going to change. You're going to change emotionally as it relates to food. And once you do, it will be so thrilling. You will be so happy. And you'll say, the whole thing was just a mistake. So stick with me. Again, the number one focus that you really should be doing for yourself is identifying the feeling you get when you put food in your mouth or you eat. Or even better yet, see what it's like when you want the food and you don't put it in your mouth. See what deprivation is like. That's why diets never will work. They're based on deprivation. When you want some food in your mouth, if you want to eat something really badly, don't do it. For a while. See how you feel. You get anxious. You get testy. That's the feeling. That's what keeps you in bonds to food. We're going to make it all go away. I promise you, free. It doesn't cost you a penny. We'll make it all go away. But first you have to identify it. So remember, being fat is stupid. You are not stupid. There is no reason to you be fat anymore. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. You will solve the whole problem and you will be so happy. Goodbye.